Tonight's shir, Siman Tov Resh, Pei Tes, Si'if Hei, and Si'if Vav. Si'if Hei, Makom She'ein Minyan, a place that does not have a minyan. Be'er Halacha right away points out, because if they had a minyan, you'd be mechuyiv to daven with the minyan. It's Halacha later on in Tov Resh Sadi. So this place has no minyan. Im Echad Yodei V'Achem Einim Yodim, if one knows how to lane and the others do not, Echad poter es kulam. So one lanes, and he's potters, and they listen to him. From kulam yodim, if they all know how to lane, kol echad kareda asma, each one should lane for himself. Mishtabura sifkatan tezvav, liatzmo, den hayachid motzi chaver el ba'asar, the din that one person can motzi than another is a halacha with a minion. Flodomi the shofar, unlike shofar, that one person can blow for another, the kriya samagila havek motfila. Megillah laning is like tefillah, the bina asar dafka, where we want 10 for one to mosi the others. Vinei a pichodesh kasav the kol zehu rakli in lechatchila. Pichodesh, this is lechatchila. Al b'di'evet, im eskav l'tochaver, b'di'evet, if one has a mind to patter the other, yatsu afa pisha kol miyodim, the yotsi in if they all know. So, the mechaber himself says, if one knows the other doesn't, the one who knows is going to mosi the others. If they all know, it's better they do it themselves, because they don't have a minion. So Pichosh disagrees. He says, Lamaisa, it's a din chachila. But the Eved, even if they all know how to lane, one can lane and the others can listen. Umaganavam it's sadid oid. Maganavam writes further. That fila chachila odd shiko echa the kulan. That maybe it's preferable that one should lane for the others. Vishamba Ravam had a smelach because of Ravam had a smelach, even though you don't have a minion. You still have the concept of Ravam had a smelach. Anna, however, Beli Rav Mata Yehuda died to Kashachanach. Each one should lane for himself. That's what Derech HaChaim writes. See evolve. Minig toiv lahavi ketanim ketanos eshmoa mik megillah. It is a proper practice to bring the young boys and girls to hear Megillah leading in shul. Mr. Gruer sifkan tezayin. Minig toiv lahavi v'chulu. Why is it a minig toiv to bring little children to shul? K'dei lechanchem b'mitzvahs b'sumei nisa. To train them in the midst of pesumim so that you come to shul for Megillah leaning. When we times that for this reason, this is why we read in a tzibur the following psukim out loud. The commandment of siman tafir tzayis if yizan as we learn in the next siman. Shem ikur hascholas hanes v'sofer. This is the beginning of the nes and the conclusion. The haim, the psukim are yishehudi, u'mordechai yotza, la'yehudim, and ki mordechai. To keep the children awake, they shouldn't fall asleep, they should pay attention to the laning. So they read the psukim along as part of the chinuch. Young boys and girls, now we're not talking about bringing exceptionally young children that just confuse and make noise for those who are trying to listen. So the children come to hear Megillah laning. Says the Chafetz Chaim and Mishnah Berurah. Now, unfortunately, due to our great sins, is exactly the opposite. Not only don't they come to listen, they make noise and confuse people, that the adults can't listen either. They come for one reason, to clap home. There's no chinuch for that. The father's not mekayim any mitzvahs. The proper chinuch would be for a parent to keep his child next to him, to watch over them. They should pay attention to the kriya. When the balkoyre gets to the words haman hagogi, the child can clap like the minig. But that's not the main reason why he comes to shul. The chinuch is they should hear Mikra Megillah. The achshav roi lekolecha shiela Megillah kasher. The proper thing today is everyone should have a kasher Megillah. For the kavalachash mila v'mila to read word for word with the balkayre. The efshlo shmoy mashliach tzibur. You can't hear for shliach tzibur. Machmas rashul bilbul shemakim be'etsim mashmiyim kam because of the noise and racket that the children are banging with their wood groggers and they make a loud noise. For roi lekol yisrael lekain. This is proper for everyone. Misha hacholis b'yad if you can. So essentially, you're not hearing the words Haman. So you'd read it to yourself. So today what we do in the Sibur is that we have the Balkoi read it again. so that it shouldn't be a problem. And in some kehilos, they don't even clap all the homins, it's clap the beginning and the end.